How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Hashtag Spread the Sand Season 5. I'm your host, Dylan Thompson, and with me today is U.S. Women's Beach Soccer National Team and Cali Beach Soccer Club Captain, Janae Sinceri-Warp. Janae, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Dylan?
I'm good. I'm pretty stoked. I just nailed that intro, like, first try.
You totally did. Didn't even skip a beat.
No, I'm like sweating a little bit too. Anyway, so how are you doing? You are back at home now, just coming back from the Euros. How are you feeling? Your beach soccer battery is, where's it at?
My beach soccer battery has exploded. It is like so fully loaded, but I'm definitely tired. Like, I'm no joke, time zone difference, like 9-hour time zone difference is like still kicking in. I like literally pass out by 6 o'clock at night. Like, if we're eating dinner, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed. But feeling really, like, really jazzed just about, like, what's next? Let's go. Like, we've been asking for games and events, and they're happening. So really excited.
How long do you feel like it takes you to adjust to a place when you get there?
I feel like I do better going out of country than I do coming back. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, and I think maybe it's when I'm done, it's all that adrenaline is just like washing away. And like, I'm that type of person that ends up getting sick. You're like, you have this big event, and then like at the end, you're just like crash. But when I get there, like when I got to Portugal, I think it took me maybe a day to 2 days to adjust. And then coming home, I'm on like 1 week now, still trying to adjust, get back to work, got the kids.
And your family has to be the best part of coming home.
Oh my God. Seriously. Like, the more time I'm away, like, just the more eager and excited I am to come home to see them. Yeah. Biggest support system, seriously.
So it's been far too long since y'all's huge accomplishment in El Salvador. And I wish that we were talking about it closer to it, but I want to talk about it and highlight it regardless. Y'all won that event. You went there, you played Argentina, El Salvador, and the Bahamas, right? And went 3-0 also.
Yep. Yeah.
You've also seen the team from the very beginning, from when the program started to now. And I kind of want to ask you before we get into the event itself, how you feel, you know, these strides have been made, because you went from a first event and y'all trying to get your feet together, playing together. There was no real camp leading up to it. And now there's like a lot more games under a lot of women's belts. So like, what does that look like for you, seeing that transition?
I mean, the experience alone is awesome. You know, you never want to go into an event not prepared. You know, that's the worst feeling. That's like any walk of life, like going into something, whether it's a presentation or whatever. But from the very first tournament we had was El Salvador, it was like a full circle, you know. And I know we're going to get into like the nitty gritty of the event, but it was complete full circle when we showed up in El Salvador, what, back in 2019, whatever the date was. you had like maybe out of the entire group, maybe 3-4 of us that were more experienced, and then a few that have played, you know, for a few years, but for fun maybe. And it's not to devalue any of the players by any means. It's just to show the landscape of kind of what the varying levels of skill level was. And then we had some players that never stepped foot in the sand, and they showed really well. Like, we showed well what we were given, showing up in El Salvador and having 45 minute training practice and then expected to play the very next game. It was kind of like a sink or swim situation, and you pull up your britches and you play, you know. But now seeing, you know, fast forward to 2022 April, and we're back in El Salvador, and it's like, oh God, don't display the same. But it's a different team. You have, you know, a few of us that are returners that were on the squad from the beginning, some new people coming into the scene, and I think there's a like a tighter community feel, a closer knit group, because we've had just more years playing, whether we play against each other with clubs. There's just more support, I think, and definitely the experience, and more people are exposed to watching more games. So we were definitely more prepared. And I will say this, we showed up in El Salvador and had 1 week to prepare. So comparing that to a 45 minute, I mean, you better be prepared. You know, you're given a week. You better take full advantage of every single training, meeting, everything that, you know, US Soccer was able to give us in that event. So I think that really helped us too.
What was your first initial, like, pre-game jitters, pre-competition jitters when you first put on the jersey and you were getting ready to play?
So prior to making the national team, I played in two Euros, Euro winner cups. And I think that preparation for me helped ease the jitters when I first, you know, stepped foot in the El Salvador Stadium. That was our first showing, right? So I think the Euro winners helped prep me for like the big crowds, the noise, the pressure and all that stuff. But I always get the little jitters still. But when you put that jersey on representing your country, it's a different feel. It's not like the pregame jitters. It's more of like, it's like proud jitters. I don't know if that makes sense. Like you're not just playing for just Janae. I'm not just playing for Janae. I'm not just playing, you know, at the time, NorCal, you know, and now Cali Beach. I'm playing for my country. I'm playing for like all my sisters I get to play with. So those are like good positive jitters that I get now than I did have when I was at the Euros the first time. Like those were like pure nerves. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Do they even know? I don't even know if I can play.
So one thing you touched on there was being able to play for the entirety rather than just you as an individual. From an outsider looking in, I feel like you all came together really well as a team, especially in an environment and atmosphere where, and not just talking about the national team in general, whenever you're trying to showcase your skill and maintain your position or keep your spot, I feel like there could be a lot of mental around needing to play as an individual. How do you feel like y'all overcome that? Or was it just, you know, the right group like that? How do you feel like y'all overcame that?
I mean, I think every event, whether people are swapped, pulled from the pool, and it's going to happen, you know, just knowing that. Speaking on just personally, I never feel safe. Like I never feel like I'm guaranteed my spot. Even though I was captain of El Salvador and Russia, I still never feel safe. And for that, for me, keeps me pushing, keeps me like, I don't stop. I keep pushing myself. And so that's for myself. I just keep going. But I think for a lot of the players that were there at El Salvador, I think there's a lot of similarity in across the board. No one walked on the field and were like, yeah, I'm going to make this team. And, you know, they had to fight for it, you know? And I think, you know, the coaches are not only looking at skill level and experience, they're looking at like the full picture. Do we have the right attitudes? Are we, you know, are we the right group that meshes together? So they're looking at more than just that skill level, the ability to play the sport, but then how does that work and how do this group mesh? And I think the players that were there in El Salvador, it was the right group for that event, for that time. Because I think we adapted, you know, we only had a few, you know, newer players for that event. And so and we had some time to get to know each other and support each other. There were some tough moments. Don't get me wrong. There were definitely some tough moments, but we as a group were able to overcome. We came together, figured some stuff out. All right, moving into this next game, we can't do this. We can do this. Let's work more on the positive stuff. So it ended up working out, obviously, to our advantage. But it was a fun group. We had fun, you know.
How did Morgan and Fudo, the Morgan being the head coach, Fudo being the assistant coach prior to the event, how did they prepare you? And then how did Fudo maintain that preparation during the event?
They're like a dynamic duo. Those two, like they really work well off each other. Really good balance. I think, you know, for those that don't know, Morgan was not there during the actual games itself. She was there for the preparation with Fudo leading up to the event. She really set the tone and importance of not only, obviously we wanted to win this event, but we're here to grow and learn together and really establish like who we are as a team, you know, playing for the national team. Like, what's our style? Like, what are we going to be known for? And so she really helped push us towards those things. And Fudo is just, he just says it like it is. Like, if you mess up and he's like, you just keep messing up, you know, obviously he's going to call you out on your mistakes and you're like, yeah, I know. But he's like, this is how you can do it different. Cause he is a player of the game. Like, he knows the game, he played himself. And so having a coach that has played is really, really beneficial. And having Morgan as a coach to set the structure and push our limits it was like a really good balance. So the preparation was really great. And then she had to leave, which for us was like, man, like, we spent an entire week with you prepping and now you're peacing out, which we understood why, you know, she had to go for the youth team in preparation for their events. And that was important. And we understood, but, you know, Fudo stepped up. He stepped up in a big way and just kept pushing us and holding us accountable for our game, you know, and our keeping our attitudes in check, or, you know, if we were down. So he was what we needed, you know, given that Morgan had to step out.
I think Fudo's expressions every time they put the camera on him were the most fantastic things ever. Like, whoever the camera person was, the producer was, like, was hitting him at the right moments. Like, he was sweating, like, he was yelling. Yes. And then go ahead.
I'm just to echo what you're saying. I mean, there was the, you know, obviously in the stadiums, there's the board. And if you turn the volume up in any of those games, he's slamming. Yeah. He's just like slamming. The camera just pans the Fudo.
And of course, when y'all end up winning the final game, he's like going nuts, which is like a testament to him and his passion for the game and for your all's success.
Big, I think it was a celebration of so many things, you know, for us to win our first tournament, for him to be a player of the game, you know, played on the men's team and being able to, you know, help lead the team into that victory. There was just so many things to celebrate in that moment. And, you know, in the video at the end of when the horn blew, whistle blew, whatever it was to end the game, I don't even remember. Just like came together and hugged, and we were just like, that was like a pure moment of like, we all did this, the staff, and then just having Fudo jump on top of us at the end it was like icing on the cake.
So what was the feeling being able to lift that trophy? How was that?
It was a bit surreal. There was a lot of feeling of like, all of the hard work that our team put in that week leading up to that event completely paid off. And I don't think we left really that game completely like blasted as far as like, oh my God, I'm dead. And like, we were ready to go. We were ready to continue to fight. In that fact that the whistle blew, we were like, that's it. We just did this. Like, it was almost like, did we just literally just take this tournament? Like, did that just happen? It was just unreal, the feeling. I honestly don't even know if it's really set in, Dylan, to be fair. I look back at pictures and I was like, oh shit, that happened. We just did that. Yeah, that feeling was really cool. And I want more of that. We're gonna have more of that.
That kind of leads into my next question. Before we get to the Euros, just when it comes to the national team, what excites you the most, like with things to come? Like, whether it's like ideas of things or like upcoming competitions, like what excites you the most for things to come?
I think where we're at right now with all of the US teams, like VB Coastal, Shoreline back in action, which is so freaking cool. You know, Beach Soccer LA. I mean, with all of the teams in the US, the exciting thing to see is everyone just like working towards improving themselves, improving their teams, you know, being able to compete at a high level. So it's really exciting to see, because I'd say, like, you know, back in 2017, when I first started playing, there wasn't that many people doing it, you know, like it was a few of us. Then we had NorCal we developed, and it was like, there wasn't much to look forward to. But now seeing these teams post on Instagram, what they're doing, their trainings, their camps that they're doing with the youth, that's really, really exciting to see. So yeah, I the future is really, really bright because there's more within a short period of time. The growth, not only in our own Cali Beach team, but in all of the teams, has grown just tremendously. And that's huge. That's powerful. I mean, we have a lot of players that we know across seas that reach out to us. They're like, when are you guys going to have some events in the States that we can come and play in? You know, there's interest because they see what we're doing in the US. They see all the stuff, all the activity, the trainings, everything that we do. So that's really exciting to see.
And even more so now, segueing into the Euros, the number of women that got to go out and participate in the Euros, and some women who just finished up their Spanish league in the third phase of games, like three phases of games, which is amazing. Like, so many games under their belt. For you, you've already been to the Euros and you had the opportunity to go back. You know, what has been the most exciting time of this Euros trip in particular?
I feel really fortunate to be able to go back. That was my third time, with a completely different team. I feel super fortunate. I think the highlight, which I think Karen Alley alluded to in your last podcast, they were talking about you, I think you did their podcast like right before they left for the Euros, or maybe they were like on their way. They were talking about how exciting it is to have so many of us represented. When I say us, it's not just Cali Beach. It's the US side represented in the Euros. And so for me this year, that was like the biggest highlight for me. Of course, playing and all the other stuff that I'm sure we'll get into, but the biggest thing is having like my own teammates there, whether they're on my team or against me on a different team. But just having the US represented in such a massive way. When we did the first Euros, me, Luisa, let's see, Jen Munoz was there. Eastman was there. I hope I'm not leaving any other American out. I think that was like the first, that was my first Euros. And that was, you know, Inaki from Beach Soccer Worldwide at the time was just like, that's huge. You guys got like four or five of you guys here representing. And we were like, oh, we'll be bigger. You know, now it's 2022 and we had what, like maybe 11. I think there was 11 of us, 12, 12 Americans there represented. And that's huge. That's massive, you know? So that was most definitely the highlight for me, is having so many people, so many of my teammates there.
As a huge supporter of the US beach program in general, both men's and women's, the fact that y'all are seated fifth as a national team and had 11, 12 women go to the Euros and just kind of push the level further. Because not only do they improve as individuals, but then they bring back everything that they learned back to the States, back to their teams, back to competitions that they compete against each other in. And that's just like the kind of growth and like growing in uncomfortable situations that then make you like a better team, better players.
Completely. I mean, you had players like, so, I mean, we were all split up, right? You know, so we had, and I think, you know, for those listening, if you heard Ali and Kiara's podcast, they talked about like where all of the players got split out to, but there was like, you know, some on the new team. Then you had some of us on Portugal, and then you had the Netherlands, and you had, what else am I missing? Gibraltar. So Kiara's experience versus maybe my experience, Megan and Christie's, Ali, you know, and all, like everyone's experience was very different. Right. So to your point, we will be able to come back, whether it's on the national team, within the pool, we're in training camps, or with Cali Beach. And we're just going to adapt some of those little, like, whether it's like a new trick or a new formation, a new way to defend, like we're going to pull those into play most definitely. You know, Kiara and Kelly McShane and Jen Ramirez were playing for Gibraltar. That team is greener than green, and they had the opportunity to play in the Euros. Very different level than the rest of the teams. But Kiara was forced, her and Kelly and Jen, they were all forced into a situation to lead by example, teach the game. I mean, there were some players in there that's they never even played before. So they really were forced to step into a completely different position than they might have had with Cali Beach or Jen, you know, with her team, same thing with us. Like for myself, I had an opportunity to step back. I'm not the captain on this team. I get to go as a guest player. I am your guest. I'm learning from you. You're coaching me. And so I got to see completely from a different experience as well and lead in the ways that I know how to lead, you know, but everyone had different experiences and I'm excited to see like how we bring that back in together. Especially I've been watching the girls that stayed in the Spanish league. Seen like, I mean, they've played, I don't know how many games they played by now, but they've literally 3 weeks worth of play, right? And from the first game we played together in Spain all the way to the last game they just finished yesterday, night and day, like they did so well. The growth is just so quick within a short period of time.
One thing that I wanted to touch on a little bit and just pick your brain on, you know, you all know who other good players are. You know, you played against them or you just they have recognition. They are quality. You're playing quality players while also being a quality player yourself. That's got to be exciting, though. Like,
it's super cool. I'm not going to lie. And some of them are probably listening. Hopefully all of them are. Going back a few years, playing against these top players, like from England and Brazil and Spain, and like starstruck, Dylan, like super secretive, geeky, like, oh my God, I'm like, it was like that, you know, like very secretly. And then you'd follow them on Instagram and you're just like, just in awe with their skill level, you know? Fast forward to now playing against them, it's more of like, I got you. go for your bike, see what I pull out on my shark attack. But it's like it's a different feel now. It's so much respect still there, still an extreme amount of admiration, absolutely still there, but it's not to say like we feel like we've arrived, but in a way we have, but in a humble way. I don't know if that's fair for me to say that in that way. Like I get to still play against these top players, but more on a competitive level rather than like, I'm just like, wow, I'm just like in awe. Like you just did that. How? Like, wow, you're so smart. Like you're just, but now I'm like, oh, I'm seeing this game somewhat in the same way, I think. And now I'm playing more often against these players that I didn't get to play as often against, if that makes sense.
I'm happy to say it for you. Y'all have closed the gap. That's what it is for, in my opinion. Like, that's like the, it can still be humble, but y'all have closed the gap. Like you said, the word green earlier. Exactly. Like it's gone from an introduction to now just like experience throughout. So that's what 100%. I've seen it as. So,
well, I appreciate that perspective because you go and we mentioned it, but we didn't really talk about it too much. The Euros were split out into all these teams, right? Each team can have three foreign field players and then like one of the goalkeepers can be foreign, so total of four. And so we got split across, we as in Cali Beach, we got split up, and then we as in the US national team, we got split out, which is great because we get to play against each other, right? Then we had an opportunity with the Spanish league. The Spanish league is really developed, very high level. I think there was like 18 plus teams in this league, and so we finished the Euros and seven of us from the Cali Beach side, plus Lauren actually is there, you know, went as well. Lauren Leslie, we all had an opportunity to play in the Spanish league for a brand new team, Cadiz, which is a small town. Luisa Meza has done a great job with connecting with the director and really building a strong foundation for a team there, and had the opportunity to give all of us the chance to play for this team in Cadiz and call it Cadiz-fornia. So they splice the names together, right? Fun and learning is like their tagline, which is super cute. But like, then we went to go play in the league. The league was like, what, 3-4 weeks long, playing against high level teams. I mean, you have some of the Brazilians, all the Spanish national players, and some of the English players playing in these teams in this league. And that was a whole different experience. But the best part about that experience is Cali Beach got to come back together and play as a team because we haven't had, you know, many events to play together. So that, me alone, and I was there probably the least amount of time, 11, 12 games that I got. 11, 12 games in 2 weeks. And the girls that are still there coming home soon, 17, 18 more games that they've got under their belt. So, and that's just going to keep closing that gap.
That's going to
closing that gap.
The volume in games, like that's, I think everyone I've had on here is, that's been one of the aspects that they said would change the game for the United States is yes, 100%. the volume of the amount of times that you play as an individual with your team, without like whatever that looks like, continuing to play.
Yes. Yeah. Agree. We just need more. I mean, there's only so much training you can do. I could train, you know, I love to train. My toes are in the sand all the time. I'm in the gym all the time, or Orange Theory. Like I'm always trying to prepare and keep myself physically, not just like at the level, I'm trying to surpass. I'm trying to just push my limits, push. But nothing compares to games. Nothing. So we need more of it. So we go outside of the States, you know, but hopefully it's not so much in the near future, right? Fingers crossed.
I definitely will be refreshing my feed and checking my phone for when the next thing is for y'all women. So I'm super stoked about that. Janae, thank you for hopping on with me. This has been awesome. It's always good to catch up with you. And
always a pleasure, Dylan.
I really hope I get to see you play in person soon.
We will. Take care. Thanks, Dylan.